the Senate today, when they try, when they want to pass irrational laws, they'll bundle it alongside like something that we already do accept. I mean, something that we already need, right? So because they wanted to ram the notion of remez and sod into the Jewish people, they had to place it next to things that they already accepted, like Peshat and Drash. So Peshat, remez, Drash, and sod as a system was developed by Kabbalists. Peshat and Drash doesn't even have to be mentioned in the anti-Midrash literature because it would be pulling the rug theologically from under them. That's how we understand the Torah. If it literally says it, we believe it. Okay, contextually, on what we can extract from the Torah itself, that's fine as well. However, saying that something might be a hint to some newer idea or something doesn't even have to be justified. It doesn't need to have theological legs for, you know, for it to be authoritative is sod. And that I consider the dumbification of Judaism. Things like that gave birth to Shabtai Tzvi, Jacob Frank, and many of the weird Kabbalistic ideas we see floating around.
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to NehemiahsWall.com and become a support team member today.